Under rustling canopies of tall oak trees, nestled in the protection of their thick green leaves, hid a beautiful little fairy by the name of Naomi Sky, watching all the people as they slowly wandered by. She was thinking of the other fairies whom she missed so very much, wishing with all her heart to feel their gentle touch. "I know I'll see them again," she thought, "not only in my dreams, for anything is possible if one truly, truly believes." She had gotten separated from her friends when a nasty storm blew through, tossing her about and landing her right in the middle of a zoo. Screeching, howling, and all kinds of horrible sounds filled the whistling air and scary, shadowy grounds. All alone and frightened, Naomi Sky trembled with fear, for the loud, restless animals were so very, very near. As bright lightning bolts flashed and deafening thunder filled the air, she shuddered and sobbed in overwhelming despair. When the rainstorm subsided, a kind voice drifted down, saying, "How can I help you lose that sad frown?" "Who are you?" Naomi asked in a quivering voice, very small. "A friend," the voice replied, "at your beck and call." Then she said, "Where am I? I haven't a clue." To which the voice replied, "The Brevard County Zoo." "My name is Melena," said the long-necked giraffe. "I'll be happy to help you if you'll give me a chance." "Your wings are all wet and you're unable to fly, so just climb onto my neck. Come on, give it a try." Up Naomi Sky clambered to the very top of Melena's head, where the space between the horns provided a welcome soft bed. Early the next morning, with warm sunshine all around, Melena gently shook her head to wake Naomi Sky, still asleep in her crown. "Get up, sleepy head. We must make our rounds before the zoo opens and people cover the grounds." Remembering the night before, Naomi Sky woke with a start. She was frightened, trembling, and ready to dart. "Don't worry," said Melena. "Where you live, we're unsure, but we'll help find your friends. Come on, let me give you a tour." "We'll ask every animal, so please don't despair." And off they went. What an odd-looking pair. They asked the rhinos, the camels and iguanas, the lemurs, the cheetahs, and the graceful impalas. Then on to the fruit bat, the flying fox, and emus, the cassowary, kookaburras, and the Chilean padus. No luck so far, but they would keep trying. Someone had to know. On that they were relying. So they continued on to the doves, the black swans and cockatoos, the warty pigs, lorikeets, and the red kangaroos. Next, they visited the hawks, otters, and flamingos, the bobcats, crocodiles, and American bald eagles. The animals were all sympathetic and wanted to help. Then, "I think I've got it," the red wolf said with a yelp. "Let me think on it, please, to see if it'll work by some amazing, marvelous, wonderful quirk. Enjoy our home while we come up with a plan to reunite you with your loved ones. We'll do everything we can." Naomi Sky stayed hidden from humans and enjoyed this wonderful place. She loved all her new friends with their kindness and grace. From the jaguars to the sloths, the toucans and turkeys, the giant anteaters, macaws, and all kinds of monkeys. They had become her new family in whom she put all her trust, but finding her fairy friends was definitely a must. anything is possible, so I mustn't feel blue. If I believe with all my heart, my wish will come true. Then, all of a sudden, butterflies appeared everywhere, fluttering and shimmering in the bright sun's warm glare. The red wolf, said a butterfly, asked for our assistance, since we can spread out and cover some distance. We're going in search of your fairy friends. We'll look everywhere we can before nightfall descends. Off they all flew. What an amazing sight! The beautiful sparkling colors looked like a golden rainbow in flight. Naomi Sky was so excited. Was her wish coming true? She crossed her fingers, her arms, and her little toes, too. Then she heard the fluttering of wings everywhere. Would her friends be with them? Should she hope? Did she dare? Suddenly, out of the sky, six beautiful fairies appeared, while all the animals around rejoiced, clapped, and cheered. Naomi Sky's wonderful new friends had made her wish come true. All the amazing animals of the Brevard County Zoo.